May I ask you, do you know the difference between religion and spirituality?
Mogu li vas nešto pitati, da li znate koja je razlika između duhovnosti i religioznosti?
What could be the difference? There's a religious move, a religious organization, like we saw when we flew to here. There was, thank you. There was a very nice priest. Really, I could see from his eyes of the Orthodox Church, no? But when he saw us, both of Gokushna and myself were afraid. Were surprised. He was not happy.
Na našem letu do ovamo, bio je jedan svećenik iz pravoslavni svećenik na letu sa nama I mogao sam da vidim njega moćno da je jako fina osoba. Međutim, kada je on nas vidio, nije uopšte bio sretan što nas vidio. Mi smo bili iznenađeni s njim.
Jako fina osoba, you know. Good face, good eyes.
To je bila jako fina osoba sa lijepim izrazom lica, sa lijepim očima.
A very religious man.
Jako religiozan čovjek.
So, religion and there is spiritual people. They somehow feel anyone who is worshipping God is my brother and my sister.
Da, postoje religiozni ljudi, postoje duhovni ljudi. Oni koji su duhovni, oni kada vide takve ljude, oni mogu da pomisle, ovo je moj brat koji isto tako obožava Boga.
I think Vikramakeshari has an answer to this question. Is there a difference between a religion and spirituality?
Mislim da Vikramakeshari ima odgovor na ovo pitanje. Da li postoji neka razlika između religioznosti I duhovnosti?
Please.
I think that religiosity is mostly concerned about rules and regulations. So it's also about the center is myself. But spirituality is more about others, and also religiosity deals with our well-being in this world.
Yeah. Would you be so kind to?
Ta razlika je ta da kod religioznost, odnosno religija više se bavi sa pravima I propisima I sa mojim vlastitim dobrostanjem u ovom svijetu, dok duhovnost se ipak više bavi sa drugim.
Could you follow what Vikrama said?
Da li se mogli upratiti ovo što je Vikrama rekao?
He said a religious person, he puts himself and his well-being in the center. He may pray to God for help in this life. No, please give me our daily bread, or, you know, take care that my relationships are nice.
Religiozna osoba se bavi više samo sa sobom. Ona se možda I moli Bogu, ali da mu pomogne u ovom svijetu kako da se pomogne sebi ovdje.
Whereas spirituality is about putting Krishna, God, in the center, and you really want to join His world. You don't want God to join your world. You want to go in His world.
A dok kod duhovnosti vi u stvari želite da se vi pridružite Bogu u njegovom svijetu, a ne da se Bog pridruži vama u našem svijetu.
That I think is a very wonderful observation.
Mislim da je to jako lijepa observacija.
Anyone else? I think it's very important in the beginning to know what are we doing, you know, what is it all about, this Hare Krishna, Hare movement. We might find out we are in the wrong movement.
Možda ćemo da shvatimo da se nalazimo u pogrešnom pokretu.
Or we might find out, wow, this is so great, I never knew, and find new motivation.
A možda ćemo isto tako da shvatimo ovo, a ovo je nešto tako dobro i da pronađemo novu motivaciju.
Dionysus.
Pa ja razumijem da je religioznost kad osoba na ovoj planeti se moli Bogu na neki način, traži daj mi moj kruh svakdašnji, tako nešto.
I understand that religiosity is when the person is in this lifetime right now, he is praying for something like that. Please give me my daily bread.
A spiritualnost je, znači, tačno imamo upute i znanje iz duhovnog svijeta kako da se vratimo nazad kući Bogu.
And in spirituality we have instructions from the scriptures how to go back to the spiritual world.
Yes, thank you. Nityananda Kari, I think you raised your hand.
Yeah, it's something that actually I heard from you when you said that religiosity is about belonging and spirituality is about transformation and purification.
Yes. I want to say this. Yeah, please translate.
Ovo nešto što sam sad čula Maharadža prije je rekao da religioznost je duhovnost se radi o transformaciji i pročišćenju, a kod religioznosti se radi o tome da pripadamo nečemu.
Yes. Let me say, a religious a devotee who is having a religious understanding wants to feel I'm with my group. This is my group. We are better perhaps than others.
Kod religioznih osoba one žele da se osjećaju kako pripadaju nekoj grupi. Ovo je moja grupa i moja grupa je bolja od nekih drugih grupa.
I found myself now in this group.
Ja se sada pronalazim u ovoj grupi.
For him it will be very important what goes on in the group, what he said, what she thinks.
I za takvu osobu će biti jako važno da zna šta on misli, šta ona misli, šta se događa u mojoj grupi.
Now someone who is a spiritual person is interested in a totally different way.
A osoba koja je duhovna, ona je zainteresirana, ima svoje interese koji su potpuno drugačiji.
He or she thinks, how can I transform my heart?
I takva osoba razmišlja kako mogu da transformiram svoje srce.
How can my consciousness work in a different way than it does now?
Kako moja svjesnost može funkcionirati na potpuno drugačiji način nego što to trenutno čini?
He's not so much concerned about the group.
Takva osoba ne zanima se s tim kako funkcioniše grupa.
And he avoids feeling that we are the only ones better than others.
I takva osoba izbjegava to razmišljanje, mi smo jedini, mi smo bolji od drugih.
For him, God is not a tribal lord who only cares for his people.
I za njega, za takvu osobu, Bog nije neki plemenski Bog koji se brine samo o njegovoj
djeci. He is someone who welcomes all into his fold.
On je neko ko prihvata u svoje utočište svakog.
So yes, religion is about belonging and spirituality about transforming.
Dakle, da, u religioznosti se radi o tome da pripadamo nečemu, a u duhovnosti se radi o transformaciji.
I saw this with the Orthodox priest. He was unsure how to deal or greet this person who is from, in his understanding, from the Hindu religion.
To sam mogao da vidim kod ovoga svećenika. On jednostavno nije znao kako da se odnosi prema nekome koje je prema njegovom viđenju u Hindu tradiciji.
Yes. But I have also seen Orthodox monks who were very curious about Krishna consciousness and thought, is there something in it that can help me to transform my heart? There are also spiritualists in all religions, you will find them.
Ali isto tako sam viđao i pravoslavne monake koji su isto bili jako zainteresovani za svjesnost Krišne i zanimalo ih je šta oni tu mogu da saznaju što će im pomoći da transformiraju svoje srce. Vi možete naći duhovnjake u svim religijama.
What are you?
Šta ste vi da?
Are you more religious Hare Krishna?
Da li ste vi možda malo više religiozni Hare Krishna?
No, and summer camp means I meet my people. Or are you more a spiritualist where you think, wow, let me see if I can find any new impulse and inspiration that might help me in my main project that is to transform my heart.
Ili ste duhovnjak koji će da razmišlja, hajde da probam da nađem neki novi impuls, nešto što će mi pomoći da transformiram svoje srce.
So, we will now go to what is considered the essence of Krishna consciousness.
Sada ćemo da se okrenimo nešto što se smatra srži svjesnosti Krišne.
Please repeat after me. Manmana bhava mat pakto, majaji mang namaskuru, mami vaisyasi satyam te, pratijane priyosi me. Please, someone else. Man mana bhava mat pakto, majaji mang namaskuru, mami vaisyasi satyam te. And maybe one Vaishnavi? Man mana.
Misleći na mene.
Bava.
Postani.
Matbakta.
Moj bakta.
Majaji.
Moj obožavatelj.
Mam.
Meni.
Namaskuru.
Odavaj poštovanje.
Ma.
Meni.
Eva.
Za cijelo.
Ešasi.
Doći ćeš.
Satyam.
Istinski.
Te.
Tebi.
Pati jane.
Obećavam.
Priyaha.
Drag.
Asi.
Isi.
Me.
Me. Uvijek misli na mene, postani moj bakta, obožavaj me i odavaj me poštovanje. Tako ćeš sigurno doći k meni.
Please read the purport. Read it please a little slower because in the morning our concentration is not so good.
Smisao. Trebamo postati Krišnin čisti bhakta i uvijek misliti na njega i djelovati za njega. To je najpovjerljiviji dio znanja. Ne bismo trebali postati službeni meditant. Život treba biti oblikovan na takav način da uvijek imamo priliku za mišljenje. Trebamo uvijek djelovati na takav način
da sve naše svakidašnje djelatnosti budu povezane sa Krišnom. Trebamo urediti svoj život na takav način da od 24 sata na dan ne možemo ni trenutak provesti bez mišljenja na Krišnu. Gospodin obećava da će se onaj koji je utemeljen u takvoj čistoj svjesnosti Krišne sigurno vratiti u Krišnino prebivalište, u kojem će se družiti sa Krišnom licem u lice. Arjun je bio prenesen... Arjun je bio prenesen ovaj najpovjerljiviji dio znanja, jer je Krišni veoma dragi prijatelj. Onaj ko slijedi Arjunin put može postati Krišnin dragi prijatelj i dostići isto savršenstvo kao Arjuna. Ove riječi naglašavaju da um trebamo usredotočiti na Krišnu, na dvoruki oblik sa flautom, na plovoputnog dječaka predivnog lica sa paunovim perom u kosi. Krišna je opisan u Brahma Samhiti i drugim spisima. Trebamo usredotočiti um na taj izvorni oblik Boga, Krišnu. Ne trebamo skretati pozornost čak ni na gospodinove druge oblike. Gospodin ima mnogo oblika, kao što su Višnu, Narayana, Rama, Varaha i drugi, ali Bhakta treba usredotočiti um na oblik koji je bio prisutan pred Arjunom. Usredotočenost uma na Krišnin oblik predstavlja najpovjerljiviji dio znanja. To je znanje bilo otkriveno Arjuni jer je Krišnin najdražiji prijatelj.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But let's see, do this, is it possible to put this also? But the Setu is equipped for all situations. Thank you. Krishna. Maybe now we can do one thing. Pavle, can you go to the devotees and thank them that they don't discuss in this room, but they're still very loud. They are somewhere here. You can, but you first praise them that they are not discussing in the room, but maybe they can talk a little bit more soft, no? Or if that is not possible because we are in this part of the world, maybe they can move to nice scenic places in the forest.
Do you mean devotees in the background?
No. Yeah. But praise them first, no? That they're not talking in the room. This is a huge improvement. Mm. So, yeah, Hare Krishna, everyone. Hare Bol. Krishna. So, there is a verse which describes the Bhagavad Gita as the essence of all the Upanishads, just like the milk is the essence of the cow.
Postoji jedan stih koji slavi Bhagavad Gitu kao esenciju svih Upanishada, na isti način kao što je mlijeko esencija krave.
It is said, Lord Krishna, who is famous as a cowherd boy, is milking this cow of the Upanishads.
Rečeno je da je Krishna, koji je dječak pastir, on muze tu kravu Upanishada.
And Arjuna is just like a calf.
A Arjuna je poput teleta.
And the learned scholars and pure devotees are to drink the nectarian milk of the Bhagavad Gita.
Učeni bhakte i skolari, oni trebaju da piju to nektarsko mlijeko Bhagavad Gita.
You can say this, see this image in India where there is a cow and then her calf is brought and she's very close to the cow. At that moment the cow is developing loving affection for the and this helps her to release the milk inside.
Ovu scenu možete često vidjeti u Muri kada se Tale približava kravi na svojoj majici i ona iz te ljubavne naklonosti prema njemu ona počne da proizvodi to mlijeko koje mu daje.
So the Gita Upanishad, the Bhagavad Gita is the essence of the Upanishad and it's just like a cow.
Znači Gita Upanishad, odnosno Bhagavad Gita je baš tako esencija Upanishada i ona daje svoj nektar.
And Lord Krishna is there and he milks this cow for the benefit of Arjuna and all the future listeners.
I gospodin Krishna je tu i on muze tu kravu i za dobrobit Arjuna i svih budućih slušalaca.
There is, however, also an essence of the Bhagavad Gita which you gain when you boil it down, when you really engage with the subject and really think about it, speak about it, live by it.
Ali postoji nešto što je esencija Bhagavad Gita koja vam se može razotkriti ukoliko zaista ulazite u Bhagavad Gita, ukoliko pokušavate zaista živjeti.
It's a little technical, but the middle chapters, chapter 7 to chapter 12, are the essence of the Bhagavad Gita.
Ovo je malo tehnički, ali taj središnji dio Bhagavad Gita, to je poglavlje od 7. do 12. su esencija Gita.
And when you boil that further down, then you come to the end of the ninth chapter, where there is the essence of the essence of the essence.
I kada to još mlijeko još ukuhavate i dolazite još više do srži, dolazite do kraja devetog poglavlja koji je srž srži.
This is the fourfold path of Krishna consciousness.
Ovo je četverostruki put svjesnosti Krishne.
Which Krishna, in order to make sure we all understand the essence of the essence of the essence, repeats again in the 18th chapter, verse 65, which we are reading at the moment.
Krishna, kako bi bio siguran da ćemo dobro shvatiti tu esenciju, tu srž, sami srži, on ponovo ponavlja tu istu poentu u ovom stihu koji danas čitamo, 18.65.
While speaking this verse two times, Krishna actually wants, thinks of the conditioned souls as being separated from him and suffering in the world of birth and death. And he wants to give them a path whereby which they can come back to him.
I dok izgovara ovaj stik dva puta, Krishna razmišlja o živim bićima koja su odvojena od njega i kojima želi da ponudi taj put pomoću kojeg se mogu vratiti k njemu.
At the end of this fourfold path, Krishna becomes very, very tender in his heart. He gives a promise.
I na kraju tog četverostrukog puta Krishna postaje milostiv, postaje jako, jako mekan i on na kraju daje jedno obećanje.
He says, Arjuna Sadyam te, I'm now speaking the truth. Anyone who does this, he will come back to me and associate with me as my very dear friend.
I on kaže, Arjuna, Satyam te, vjerujem, govorim istinu. Ako budeš to radio, doći ćeš k meni i družit ćeš se sa mnom.
Srila Prabhupada in his purpose says that the promise of Krishna is that if someone follows this, then one will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the association of Krishna. Lice ca lice.
Srila Prabhupada u smislu kaže da gospodin obećava da će se onaj koji uspostavi takvu čistu svjesnosti Krišni sigurno vratiti u Krišnino prebivalište po kojem će se družiti sa Krišnom lice u lice.
Lice u lice, yeah, thank you for saying it so nice. And he repeats himself, Nityananda, you need to speak in the microphone. He says, everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna.
I on kaže da onaj ko slijedi Arjunin put može postati Krišnin dragi prijatelj i dostići isto savršenstvo kao Arjuna.
Now the first thing is one should think of Krishna. Now this is called smaranam, a practice for which Prahlad Maharaj is famous.
Prva stvar koju kaže je da misli na mene, to je smaranam. I Prahlad Maharaj je osoba koja je bila ekspert u ovoj
This means to engage the king of all our senses and the center of all our dynamic activities in this world. The mind should become absorbed in Krishna.
I to znači da bi koji je kraj svih naših čula i centar svih aktivnosti bi trebao da postane apsorbiran u Krishna.
Then Krishna becomes very specific and he says the next thing is become my devotee.
I onda Krishna postaje jako specifičan i on kaže postani moj bhakta.
This is something where many devotees ask, but is Krishna repeating himself? I mean, the devotees are thinking of Krishna, no?
I ovdje negdje mjesto gdje se bhakta malo počne upitati i postoje zbunjene, zašto se Krishna ponavlja? Zar nije to da Krishna i bhakta misli na njega?
Well, there are examples of non-devotees who always think of Krishna.
Pa postoji primjeri nekih osoba koji su stalno mislili na Krishna, ali nisu bili bhakta.
Kamsa was thinking 24 hours with fear about Krishna.
Kamsa je 24 sata dnevno mislio na Krishna sa strahom.
It is said when someone gave him a glass of orange juice, he went because he thought Krishna has come. How did he think? Because the orange juice sometimes is yellow like Krishna's garment. So he was so much absorbed in Krishna. Perhaps like a football fan is always engaged in thinking of the football team.
On je bio tako stalno osklabiran njega, misleći na njega, kao što je recimo neko ko voli futbol, stalno razmišlja o svojim tomu.
I heard this obsession starts already when one is very young.
I čuo sam da ta obsesija počinje kada je osoba već jako mala.
In Italy, the mother introduced me to her three-year-old child and said, and asked the child, what is your favorite bhajan?
I jedna majka u Italiji, kada sam bio, me upoznala sa svojim trogodišnjim sinom i onda je pitala, koji je tvoj najdraži bhajan?
And the child immediately answered, Messi.
Je to dijete odmah odgovorilo, Messi.
Yes, because he was 24 hours absorbed in Messi. Messi is a football player.
Zato što je to dijete 24 sata dnevno bilo apsorbirano u Messi.
So Kamsa was also 24 hours into Krishna consciousness.
I tako isto i Kamsa bio 24 sata dnevno apsorbiran u svjesnost Krishna.
But not as a devotee.
Ali ne kao bhakta.
He was fearing Krishna.
On se bojao Krishna.
Some devotees also fear Krishna, but not strong enough that they are 24 hours absorbed.
Neki bhakti se također boje Krishna, ali ne dovoljno, da bi 24 sata mislili.
The next one who was always thinking of Krishna, but not as a devotee, is Hiranyakashipu, who thought with hatred.
Još jedna osoba koja je bila tako apsorbirana u Krišnu je Hiranyakashipu, koji je razmišljao non stop o Krišni, ali sa mržnjom.
He felt actually Vishnu killed my good brother Hiranyaksha.
I on je osjećao, Vishnu je ubio mog dragog brata Hiranyakshu.
And he was full of hatred and wanted to revenge.
I bio je pun mržnje i želio da se osveti.
Shishupal also thought of Krishna very, 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 very often. I don't know if he was like Kamsa, 24 hours, but he thought, but with envy.
I Šišupali isto tako mislio na Krišnu. Ne znam da li je mislio baš 24 sata dnevno kao ovi drugi primjeri, ali on je razmišljao o Krišni sa zavišću.
So the fourfold path which Krishna gives to the conditioned souls so that they can return to him is to think of him but like a devotee.
Taj četverostruki put prema Krišni koji Krišna daje uslovljenim dušama je da misle na njega, ali sa devocijom.
Not out of fear.
Ne iz straha.
Or Hiranyakashipu like or Shishupala. I think this is understandable. Krishna says two other things which one can do to connect with him. It is to worship him and to offer obeisances to him.
I Krishna daje još dva načina koja možemo da se povežemo s njim, to je da služimo i da mu odajemo poštovanje.
But it is said, my dear devotees, that the thinking of Krishna always, that is the essence of this verse.
Ali moj dragi bhakti, želim vam reći da je srž ovoga stiha da uvijek mislimo na Krishna.
The rest follows from that.
Ostatak slijedi.
There is a very nice book. It is a rare book, a Vedic book. It is talking about Dharma. Parama Sanghita is the name of this book. I think it is. One moment. Yes. Parama Sanghita. And it says that there are three types of dharma, one for the mind, one for the speech, and one for the body. And it says the one for the mind is most important because when you are living dharmic, you speak also dharmic. The speech follows the mind.
I rečeno je da u toj knjizi je rečeno da je ta dharma za um, da je ona najvažnija, zato što je ono kako razmišljate, to je na takav način isto i govorite.
Isn't it when you want to say something that is substantial, you first think about it and then the speech is following that.
Zar ne da je tako? Kada želite da kažete nešto što ima neku esenciju u sebi, vi prvo trebate da razmislite o tome i onda govor samo spontan, prirodno slijedi.
It also means when a person speaks something, but he thinks totally different, we cannot believe him.
Isto tako znamo kada osoba nešto govori, a razmišlja nešto potpuno drugačije, ne možemo da joj vjerujemo.
Sometimes devotees say to me, please accept my humble obeisances.
Ponekad mi bhakti kažu, molim te primi moje poniženo
poštovanje. And I say, I can't do this because your obeisances are not humble. You just speak about it, say it.
Ja da kažem, ne mogu to da prihvatim, zato što tvoje poštovanje, to koje daješ, nije ponižno, to što tako govoriš.
When you are humble, and then you say it, it's real. But when you are not humble and you say it, it's false.
Kada ste ponizni, to kažete, onda ste stvarni. A kada to kažete, a to zaista ne mislite, onda ste lažni.
So the point here is the mind, everything starts in the mind.
Dakle, pojenta ovdje je da sve počinje od uma.
Sometimes devotees say, I'm so tired.
Ponekad bhakti kažu, ja sam tako umoran.
You're tired in the mind. You're no longer enthusiastic. First the mind, then the speech and the body follows. Other times they say, life is difficult. Most of the time the mind is difficult. Yes. So Krishna is really telling us in this world, think of me. Always you have to bring your mind to think of me.
I Krishna nam u ovom stihu govori jednostavno misli na mene. Na neki način trebamo dovesti svoj um da misli na Krishna.
Now this is repeated of course in a very famous verse in the Padma Purana.
Ova poenta ista je se spominje i u Padma Purani.
It's so important that Krishna Das Kaviraj quotes that also in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
I to je tako bitna poenta da je Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami isto tako ponavlja u Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Would you like to sing this verse?
Da li ste htjeli da pjevam, otpjevam taj stih?
Smatavya satatam
Vishnur.
Come on, you can do a little bit better. Vismatavyo najatuchit.
Vismatavyo
najatuchit. Sarve vidhi nishedasyu. Tayo eva kinkara. Krishna should always be remembered and never ever forgotten at any time. All the rules, all the prohibitions mentioned in the Shastras should be the servants of these two principles.
Sva pravila i sve zabrane koje su date u šastrima bi trebali da služe ova dva principa.
In his introduction to the Vedanta Sutra, Ramanujacharya says, if you practice remembering Krishna, this remembering will bring you in the reality of Krishna's world.
U svom uvodu u Vedanta Sutru, Ramanujacharya kaže, ukoliko slijedite ovaj princip, to će vas dovesti u Krishnin svijet.
But what does it mean to think of Krishna?
Ali šta znači da mislimo na Krishnu?
My dear devotees, I'm at the moment writing a book which is like a meditational journey. It is very high, you will see, it is something new.
Moj dragi Bhakti, ja trenutno pišem knjigu koja je nešto poput meditacijskog puta. Vidjet ćete, to će biti nešto potpuno novo.
It is written for non-devotees.
Pišem je za osobe koje nisu Bhakti.
I think the devotees will also read it.
Mislim da će također i Bhakti čitati.
Yeah, but I've addressed a non-devotee audience in that.
Ali s njom se obraćam onima koji nisu Bhakti.
But then I was thinking, but I need to write a book for the devotees and explain there to them how they can be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
I onda sam razmišljao, pa morao bi se obratiti isto napisati nešto za bhakte, kako oni mogu da misle na Krishnu i da budu apsorbirani u njega.
But I did not really know what does this mean?
Ali nisam baš mogao, nisam znao šta ovo tačno znači.
How do you think of Krishna?
Kako mislite na Krishna?
What in particular do you think of?
Šta je to tačno na šta mislite?
And how do you make it like this that your mind becomes more absorbed than Kamsa and Hiranyakashipu and Shishupal?
I kako možemo to uraditi kako bi naš um bio više apsorbiran nego što su to bili umovi od Hiranyakashipu i Shishupala?
See, it's very important when you think of God that your mind actually becomes absorbed.
Vidite, kada mislite na Boga, jako je bitno da vaš um bude apsorbiran.
Think of the mind as a, I don't know what's the English word for this, schwamm, you know,
sponge.
Ha, you know the German language. Thank you. Think of the mind as a sponge.
Mislite na vaš um kao na spužvu.
It absorbs external influences.
On apsorbira vanjske utjecaje.
Like a rasagula.
Isto kao rasagula.
You put the thing in the sugar, what is it called? Sugar solution, and then absorbs it, and when you eat it, it drops down your lips and falls on your shirt.
Kada stavite tu kuljicu u taj rastvor sa šećerom,
on ga upije i kada ga zagrizete, ta sva tečnost on curi iz usta i pada na majicu.
When I first, I remember, I came to to Bengal, bit into Rasgulla, it was going like and spraying on Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
Sjećam se kada sam prvi put došao u Bengal i jeo sam rasagulu, kako sam je zagrizao, tako jedan vlažni štrcnuo tačno na Bhakti
Charu. I remember I excused myself so much. I'm very, very sorry, Maharaj. I don't know what the sweet was.
Ja sam se tako izvinjavao, Maharaj, tako prosto mi znao, nisam znao kakav je ovo slatkiš.
And he shook his head and said, you are not from Bengal. The point here is not the funny story, but the it's the sweet which absorbs the solution. Our mind is similar. When the little child was asked for his favorite bhajan, it said messy, because the mind had absorbed the football, because perhaps the parents were looking football with the child.
I kada su to dijete, kada smo to dijete pitali koji je njegov najdraži bađan, on je rekao Messi, zato što bi vatno su njegovi roditelji gledali skupo s njim.
So in much the same way, our mind will absorb what you read, what you see around you.
I na isti način naš um će absorbirati ono što gledamo, ono što slušamo, ono što se nalazi oko nas.
So Sripad Ramanujacharya says there are five oceans of Krishna's qualities and we should absorb our mind in them.
I Sripad Ramanujacharya kaže da postoji pet okeana Krishnih osobina i mi bismo trebali da se absorbiramo.
We should think about these oceans, lie in these oceans, rest in these oceans and then it will absorb this.
Mi trebamo da ležimo u tom okeanu, da se apsorbiramo njega i na taj način ćemo da ih i apsorbiramo.
I remember in Serbia we had this wonderful preaching party called Nityananda Bhajan Band, which made so many devotees.
I sjećam se kako smo u Srbiji imali ovaj predivan Bhajan Band koji se zvao Nityananda Bhajan Band. I pomoću njega smo tako puno ljudi je postalo bhakti zahvaljujući.
But of course there was also a lot of criticism.
Ali naravno dobijali smo jako puno kritika.
And one day we felt that.
I jedan dan smo to iskusili.
We had our program I believe in Sranjanin, but perhaps I need to be corrected, my memory is wrong.
Imali smo jednom programu Zrenjaninu, nisam siguran da li baš tu, možda neko zna bolje.
And in the midst of the program, we were attacked by most properly Chetniks who were throwing tear gas bombs at us on the stage.
I u sred programa smo bili napadnuti, najvjerovatnije su to bili neki Četnici.
Chetnici. How nice you say it, Chetnici. It could also be another poisonous thing, not tear gas. I remember I fell from the stage, I was chemically bombed out. And I had heard the best treatment in order to get the poison out of the body is to lie in the Black Sea.
I čuo sam da je najbolji način kako da se riješite hemikalija iz tijela da uronite u Crno more.
So I went there.
I otišao sam tamo.
I was taking a rope and binding it around my big toe.
Uzeo sam konopac, zavezao sam ga oko svog velikog prsta.
And was lying in the Black Sea, which has a lot of salt, and then it sucks it out of your body.
Da sam ležao u Crnom moru koje ima jako puno minerala koje jednostavno izvuku te hemikalije iz vašeg tijela.
And you can see, I'm still alive, it worked. So in the same way as the sea pulls out bad things out of our body, the thinking of Krishna, absorbing ourselves in these seven oceans of Krishna, takes what is bad out of us.
I na isti taj način kada se uronimo u tih sedam okeana od Krišne, to se apsorbira u nas na isti način kao što to Crno more izvlači te kemikalije iz tijela.
The result of thinking of Krishna is a little bit dangerous.
Rezultat tog razmišljanja o Krišni je malo opasan.
We will become happy. I know for some of you this is the worst thing that which could they are afraid of this like anything, because they cultivate negative thoughts all the time to stay low energy. Happiness disturbs us totally. The Taittiriya Upanishads makes the point, when the worshipper is fixed in thought of the Lord, he becomes blissful and attains fearlessness.
Takva osoba postaje blažena i dostiže stanje bez straha.
What do you think?
Šta mislite o tome?
Venus Pashanam. What do they serve this morning? Listen again, try again. When the worshipper is fixed in thought of Krishna, who is invisible, Taittiriya Upanishad says.
Invisible,
yes? Then he becomes blissful and attains fearlessness.
On postaje blažen i dostiže stanje bez straha.
But Kadyayana Sangita says, Yan muhurtam chanam vapi Vasudevo nachintyate. Not thinking of Vasudev, even for a chana, chana means a moment, is destruction.
Tatjana Sangita kaže, ako ne mislimo na Boga, makar jednu sekundu, to znači uništenje.
Not thinking of Vasudeva is a great fault. Not thinking of Vasudeva is an error. Not thinking of Vasudeva is a sin. Kadyayana Samhita is telling. Why is it so strong, this scripture? It's calling, saying to the devotees, you're destroying yourself, you make a great mistake, you are making an error and you're sinning when you don't think of Krishna. Why so strong in the morning?
Ovaj spis kaže, znači osobi koja ne misli na Vasudeva, kaže ti griješiš, to je pogrešno, uništavaš se i grešan si. Zašto takve jake izjave ujutro?
The problem is that your mind will absorb material things.
Problem je taj što će vaš um da apsorbira materijalne stvari.
And that will keep you from what your soul is crying for.
I to će vas držati podalje od onoga za čim vaša duša plače.
That will keep you away from Krishna.
To će vas držati podalje od Krishna.
So in my little seminar, I would like to speak about these oceans and how to absorb ourselves in them.
I u mom malom seminaru ja bih želio da govorim o ovim okeanima i kako da se apsorbiramo u njih.
I will try to make it as interesting as possible for you. I will also say some humor. And perhaps I will request you to engage in nice exercises which you will like. And at the end, I think that all of you will be blissful and fearless.
I mislim da će na kraju bi svi biti blaženi i bez straha.
Male advertisement.
Male reklame.
Hare Krishna. So I have come to the end of this presentation.
Došao sam do kraja ove prezentacije.
I thank you so much.
Hvala vam puno.
For listening.
Što ste slušali.
I don't know what you think.
Ali ne znam šta mislite.
Because I have lost a little, I only see you once a year, so I don't know the feeling you have.
Pošto vas viđam samo jednom godišnjem, ne znam tačno kakav osjećaj imate.
Yesterday I talked to a devotee of Krishna, old devotee.
Jučer sam razgovarao sa jednim starim Krishna devotom.
To find a little out how the devotees in South Europe think at this moment.
Kako bih saznao o čemu bhakte u Južnoj Europi razmišljaju trenutno.
But I don't think his thinking represents all of the devotees. It's authentic individual thinking.
Ali mislim da to kako on razmišlja ne predstavlja sve bhakte kako razmišljaju.
What I'm trying to say with this seminar, which will start in the afternoon, is I really feel that I come only once a year and I should therefore give the most important thing which I have.
Ono kako razmišljam je da pošto dolazim ovdje samo jednom godišnje, želim da vam dam ono što smatram da je najvažnije i da što imam da dam.
I should serve you a feast which will make you happy.
Želim da vam poslužim feast, gozbu koja će vas učiniti sretnim.
So, And really be useful to your life. So this is the background of talking about it, and I would appreciate if you listen with attention and also see how could I perhaps apply it in some ways.
Ovo je bila mala pozadina od toga o čemu želim da pričam i jako bih cijenio kada biste mogli ovo pokušati od ovom i da duboko razmislite, da vidite isto tako kako bi se to mogli da primijenite u svom životu.
I came all this way.
Doputovala sam iz daleka.
I have cancelled many programs, even in America, the Sadhu Sangha program, because I have so little time these days.
Otkazao sam brojne programe, čak nisam otišao ni u Ameriku na Sadhu Sangha festival. Imam jako puno obaveza u ovom programu.
And if I would have to leave Serbia and I would not have helped you, I would feel my visit is totally in vain and the money for the ticket is very badly spent.
I ako bih otišao odavde, da ne osjećam da sam zaista uslužio, da vam je ovo bilo od koristi, osjećao bi se da je to bilo sve uzalud i da taj novac koji smo potrošili na karte, da je jako loše otišao.
So, Hare Krishna. Good. Let us see now what is the time. Oh, we have time. 10 minutes more, no? 9 o'clock? Yeah. What are your questions? If you have. I see our... Dira Prashanta, yes.
Actually, I wanted to say something about the point you made at the beginning regarding religion.
Yes.
There is a very interesting observation by Bela Hamas. He is a Hungarian writer, a very sincere soul. He studied the corruption of mankind, of religion, and he made a very interesting, simple observation, but it really makes the point. He says religion is about institution. And that means what the word means, to institute a certain standard of knowledge and behavior and action, activity. So that may differ from one religion to another. So those people who are really about that only, then they kind of are not happy with some other kind of knowledge and activity. And I think those people are stuck there. da. Pa postoji jedna je veoma zanimljiva observacija jednog mađarskog književnika Bela Hambaš. On je veoma iskrena duša koja je izučavao kvarenje čovečanstva i religije. I on je rekao da religija tiče se institucije, dakle, uspostaviti određeni standard znanja i aktivnosti. I sad ako je taj standard zvanja aktivnosti drugačiji od nekih drugih, onda ti ljudi koji su samo ono, fokusirani na to, imaju problem sa tim. Znači sad neko drugi razmišlja na drugi način.
And does he define spirituality as well, or he more or less observes religions? That is his subject.
I remember that. I would have to check out.
Thank you. Very, very, very helpful.
He dealt with the Vedic tradition, also with the Christian tradition. The first book of his.
That's all right. You can tell me personally. I don't think the devotees will. Thank you, dear Prashanta. Other things I see. Nityananda Kari, yes?
Better
if it is we can ask the question on this, but if there is no question, then we can go. And we are driving in the same car. We can.
So I would like to ask you about what you were saying about the quality of the mind, which is like a sponge or rasadula, absorbing the external surroundings, whatever it may be. And this is the question, maybe I ask too much in advance, maybe it should be addressed during your seminar, but I should use opportunity maybe to start it now.
Yes.
I would like to ask you, if it is not too personal, of course, can you share with us your experience? Because you are traveling often, you are living on different spaces, devotional, not so devotional, in flats, in the houses. And now I became aware during your class, why am so much on internet, on YouTube, looking different non-devotional topics, because everyone around me in other places are doing this.
Yeah.
And it's not so easy to be always spiritually strong enough to think on Krishna always. But you make me spark that I want to try this to come on my better Krishna conscious standards or thinking more of Krishna. And I would like to ask you, can you share with us, whatever you, of course, consider suitable for this gathering, to see in your example how you protect yourself when you are exposed to so much material, energy, surroundings, vibrations, thoughts, speaks, and like this. Because of Sachidananda Maharaja, ovo nekako, baš nekako dodirnula poenta kad je rekao da je on kao rasa gula ili kao sunđer koji upija sve što je oko nas. I rekao sam ovo pitanje, možda koje pita malo napred, možda bi bilo bolje tokom seminara, ali sam htio da iskoristim priliku bar da načnemo tu temu. Zbog toga što je on rekao, sad mi je jasnije zašto često gledam na YouTube nedevotske sadržaje i čitam razne stvari, zato što u stanovima oko mene svi to rade, onda prirodno čovjek je u toj energiji, nije lako uvek se zaštititi, biti baš svestan Krišne nešto. I htio sam da pitam Maharaja, ako možda nam kaže nešto lično, koliko on smatra za ovaj skup da je prikladno, kako on štiti sebe, jer on je uvek negde na putu, raznim stanovima, kućama, izložen je nedovoljskim energijama, mislima, govorima, rečima. I htio sam da ga pitam kako on uspeva onda da bude u svemu tome svestan Krišne.
I will give you an unexpected answer, which is, I feel, very practical. I always make sure that I fill my mind with a Krishna conscious subject.
Ja se uvijek potrudim da ispunim svoj um sa temama svjesnosti Krishna.
In the morning. First thing.
Prva stvar ujutro.
Like this morning I chanted and I read for 20 minutes or so in a devotional literature. So then I go through the day and being a curious person and open by nature, I do see other things.
I pošto sam po prirodi otvorena osoba i jako sam znatiželjna, ja tako provodim dan i isto tako vidim mnoge stvari.
But because I have a Krishna conscious outlook, I can integrate everything in Krishna consciousness.
A pošto imam taj pogled na svijet koji je pogled ispunjen svjesnošću Krišne, onda mogu sve isto tako da integriram na taj način.
To give you an example.
Da vam dam jedan primjer.
I was in the Munich airport.
Bio sam na aerodromu u Münchenu.
And Germany is now in the fever of football.
I trenutno Njemačkom vlada ta groznica fudbala.
Even Lufthansa has made one of their airplanes a fan Hansa.
Čak je i Lufthansa napravila jedan svoj avion i fudbala kao fan Hansa.
Fan, yeah. It is like for transporting the German team.
Kako bi prevezla tim Njemački.
And I was exposed to the world of football.
Ja sam na taj način bio eksponiran tom svijetu fudbala.
I heard that the French main player Mbappe was colliding with another person and broke his nose.
Čuo sam da neki francuski fudbaler
Mbappe, yes, broke his nose.
Da je sudario se sa nekim drugim igračem.
The bleeding did not stop.
I krvarenje nije moglo stati.
Now I had engaged in Krishna consciousness. So what I did is I prayed for Mbappe that he will not suffer too much from this, you know, and can continue in life, you know.
Tako sam se ja onda molio za Mbappe kako bi on bio dobro i kako bi mogao da nastavi dalje.
And that he will have a happy marriage and no girl will reject him because of his broken nose, you know.
Će se sretno oženiti da ga nijedna djevojka neće odbiti zbog tog slomljenog nosa.
So it is in Krishna consciousness that you can deal with the reality.
U svjesnosti Krišne vi možete na takav način da se bavite sa stvarnošću.
I think there is no one in this room who does not from time to time look at extra curriculum subjects.
I mislim da ne postoji ni jedna osoba u ovoj prostoriji koja se ne bavi sa nekim van nastavnim aktivnostima.
I call it extra curriculum.
Ja to zovem van nastavnim
aktivnostima. Yeah. Not a single person.
Mislim da nema ni jedna osoba.
But this habit to see something or read something can you have to decide, will this be dangerous for me?
I te sve stvari koje vidimo ili slušamo, trebate da napravite odluku. Da li je ovo nešto što će biti opasno za mene?
Or will it be harmless?
Ili će biti bezopasno?
We know the Prabhupada laughed about a Charlie Chaplin movie and looked at it with great interest.
Mi znamo da se Prabhupada jako smijao na jedan film Charlie Chaplina i da je uživao u tome.
Indra Dyumna Maharaj explains that when they were flying on the airplane, there was this, you know, at that time there were these big screens in the airport, in the airplane, and, you know, he was next to Prabhupada, and Charlie Chaplin movie came on, and he went like, like this. Oh, Krishna, 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 Krishna.
I Vredina s vami nam je pričao da se jednom tako vozio, letio je sa Prabhupadom i prije su bili oni monitori kao prizori, jedan zajednički veliki izviju i tu je bio film o Charlie Chaplina i on onako pokušavao kao da ne gleda.
Then he hears next to him, ha ha ha, Prabhupada is laughing.
Da čuo Prabhupada pored njega kako se smije.
And Prabhupada is there, sees it like a little child.
I Prabhupada je tu sjedio kao malo dijete.
And at the end, he explains, Charlie Chaplin's humor is original. He's not, that means he's not copying someone else. And I don't know, perhaps he made a Krishna conscious comment that humor also comes from Krishna. But I can imagine if there would be a sexual scene on the screen, Prabhupada would not go and look. He would also think that's not good to be seen. That is a bathroom scene. Things which go on in the bathroom should not be shown.
Ali sam siguran da je tu došla neka seksualna scena na tom filmu, da Prabhupada sigurno ne bi to gledao, nego da bi sklonio pogled, jer tu su neke stvari koje se dešavaju možda u kupatilu i tamo treba i da ostane.
The problem is not this so much. The problem is that you don't look away when it's not good for you.
Problem nije u tim stvarima. Problem je da ne skrenete to što ne skričete pogled kada se dešavaju takve stvari.
The problem is that you don't recognize that you're filling your mind with dirt.
Problem je što ne možete da prepoznate da punite svoj um sa prljavštinom.
And as a result, you will not be able to think of Krishna very nicely. I'm not interpreting Prabhupada's okay. It is known he looked at Charlie Chaplin. He didn't. I have never heard that he did this regularly.
Ja sada ne želim da dajem neke interpretacije, nemamo tu informaciju sada da je Prabhupada redovno gledao neke filmove, to je možda tada se desilo da je pogledao taj film.
But for all of us who are normal people, normal devotees,
ali za sve nas koji smo normal, obični ljudi,
I would say you need to decide what is good and what is bad for you.
Mislim da trebate da donesete odluku šta je dobro za vas, a šta nije dobro za vas.
Why in the name of entertainment should you harm your eternal spiritual life?
Zašto biste u ime zabave naškodili svome vječnom životu?
So therefore, I think everyone should be very careful to do their sadhana.
I zato mislim da bi svi mi trebali da budemo jako pažljivi da izvršavamo svoju
sadhanu. And then if you walk through the airport and you see something about football, then it's not making a problem.
I onda kada hodate aerodromom i vidite nešto što je povezano sa fudbalom, to nije problem.
I'm giving an example, no? Krishna.
Da li sam jedan primjer?
Good. Anyone else? Thank you, Bhakti Granta. I'm starting to forget many things. Yes. I think then this is it for today, for this morning. I thank you very much. Please think about this. Don't harm yourself in the name of entertainment. Better is you make your consciousness very happy by reading about Krishna, and then the rest of the world will not disturb you.
Bolje je da čitate o Krišni i onda ostatak svijeta vas neće uznemiravati.
I'm also not encouraging you to see so many things. That's not what I'm saying.
Ja isto tako vas ne ohrabrujem da gledate puno stvari. To nije ono što sam rekao.
I'm saying when the glass of your mind is full, nothing else can come in.
Ono što sam rekao je da ukoliko je vaša čaša vašeg uma, ukoliko je ona ispunjena, ništa drugo ne može ući.
Oham you.
Ili imam naškoditi.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Nityananda Kari. Such nice translations. You can understand what she says?
Yes.
It is proper South European language?
Yes.
Good. Hare Krishna. Dobro. Harishyam, is it you or is it a hologram? Welcome. Your wife has also come somewhere. Ah, Shahana, Hare Krishna. Welcome. Yes, so Madhva Muni will give us an orientation of today.